Oh, God damn it. Look, we're never going to make it to Leonard Nimoy's funeral. It's bloody traffic everywhere. We have absolutely no chance of getting there on time.
No, nothing to worry about. I've got it all taken care of.
What? Taken care of? Unless we can find a way to fucking teleport or some way fly there.
Hey, fly. That's exactly what I mean. Hey, Ford! You able to fly me brother to Nimoy's funeral?
Why, yes!
Oh, for fuck's sake, Harrison Ford, a guy who can't even goddamn land a plane. Yeah, sure, he can fly one. He's probably flying one in heaps of fucking movies, but the guy's fucking pushing on 70. I mean, goddammit, how fast can he possibly get us there anyway?
Fast ship. You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
All right, Ford, all right. Listen, we're in a hurry. William Shatner couldn't even make it.
Yeah, so, I was going to say,
so we're the only ones who can get there. Well, I mean, what time do you reckon you'll get us there?
11 o'clock! You gonna trust this old bastard? The guy, if he crashes again, that's I'll never trust an old fucking prick over 60 ever again.
Start the plane, Chuck! Harris, what's that noise? Hyperdrive not working. We're gonna be late.
That's a fucking alarm, Luke. What the hell's an alarm going off for? Trusting this fate to this old goddamn grey-headed old Shire boof-loving bastard. Fuck you, Harrison Ford.
I think we got a big problem.
For God's sake, we're never going to make it to a funeral. We'll make it to our goddamn funeral with a plane crash.
Get off my plane.
Is everyone all right?
You know what? I never thought we'd survive that, but I guess crashing a plane with Harrison Ford means you one thing, you're going to leave, that's for sure, but I don't believe we made it out of there alive.
What's that noise? Harrison, what are you doing?
Well, if they follow standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed, and then we just float away.
Repair what? You're talking about this twisted fucking pile of shit.
This heap of junk.
It is a heap of... There's nothing left. They mean, thank God we're alive, Harrison, let alone your goddamn ship.
Plane crashed.
It crashed.
No shit, it crashed. You look, this guy's a goddamn fucking lunatic. He's been in a movie too many whips to the goddamn head.
Hollywood Homicide did.
Working with bloody married to Calista
Flockhart.
Anne H. Calista Flockhart. Harrison, you've lost your fucking mind. Look, I'm leaving this goddamn. I'm leaving Harrison Ford behind. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Chao Chi, La Tutanta.
What are you saying?
I think it made Shorty play the intro. What?
And before you hit the trumps, some news. We're going to be on P1's new show.
What new site? We're going to be on movie spoilers.
Yeah, movie spoilers. We're graduating. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen to our old shows.
They will be found. You won't.
Go.
Am not amused.
Not amused by what? What the world's going on?
Four weeks, and all of a sudden, people are dying, famous icons are dying, and worse, we're officially partners with P1.
Oh, no.
Worse.
What has happened since our last show? We lost a iconic character and actor, and Leonard Nimoy. Harrison Ford's just trying to kill himself, apparently. And he's desperately on the news. You know, I'm going to crash on this golf course. Tiger Woods, here I come.
But worse, we're one of P1's people now. That's what I wrote down on the list. Topic number one, becoming one of P1's people.
We're going to be slaves.
Well, we are slaves.
We're slaves. Slaves to P1 and his empire.
Yeah.
Just like Terrence Howard. That stupid show, Empire.
You know the one thing when people talk about Terrence Howard, the one thing I always think of, remember the year?
I think of Howard the Duck. I don't know why. I have no idea.
Terrence Howard should be Howard the Duck.
Just sitting there with a little champagne bottle. Hey, God,
Terrence Howard. would be great.
I told you I'd get back in the Avengers somehow.
The great aviator. What was his name? Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes. Howard the Duck. Yeah. Howard Hughes.
Yeah, that's right.
Leonardo DiCaprio, people's cars, as Howard the Duck.
I remember seeing an interview. This is when I thought there might be something a bit fishy going on between him and Downey Jr. when they were talking to him about, it's the most exaggerated response I've ever seen to Heath Ledger's death.
I think I did.
Did you ever see it? I was talking about him being nominated for an Academy Award, and Terrence Howard won. He gave his life for that movie. I'm like, no, he didn't. He died
months later, yeah.
When people are like, he died, he sacrificed himself for us. The Joker is not Jesus. I'm like, Terrence Howard.
The Joker should have been Jesus. That Last Supper would be fucking awesome.
I can make this pen.
I'm going to make myself disappear. I'm gone.
Brings out a nail. It's gone.
He'll nail himself to the cross.
Get this freak. That's what Judas said. Get this freak out of here.
So Judas is Michael J. White.
That's why Judas was pissed off.
Eric Roberts is one of the 12 apostles.
That's how he got the 12 apostles. He had tryouts.
I just say, he got like bloody nails in him. God, hit me! What are you fucking guys? It's like
on the cross.
That would be an awesome
Jesus the Joker.
Jesus Joker makes sense.
Nailed up.
See, he's like, Jesus doesn't want money, just burns everything. I like more dynamite, and we haven't invented it yet.
and he's up there, and he's, all you people care about is money. This world needs a savior. I'll give it to him.
See, walking like all the Romans and shit. Where is Harvey Dent? Like, where the hell's Harvey Dent?
Put up on the cross. I am tonight's entertainment.
There isn't going to be any fireworks.
Bill Batman, picking on the joke, Jesus, picking on the cross.
What's the Sermon on the Mount?
Whatever they were, Sermon on the Mount. That always sounds like some sort of song.
To be a part of religious, you need just in one push.
Sermon on the Mount. Sounds like some sort of fish story.
I never got that whole shit.
What?
Him just standing on a rock talking to a bunch of people.
Who, the Joker?
I would believe in the Joker more than Jesus.
Admiral Pitt.
Do you want to know how I got this holy grail?
Do you want to know how I got this beard? You grew it?
Yeah! I was talking about the crown of thorns, how I got these scars. Fucking assholes put this hat on me.
And it doesn't even block out the sun. I'm like, I get sunburned every day.
It is a ridiculous... Who invented the crown of thorns?
What a ridiculous torture. But fucking back then, they were stupid. They were just stupid. They were stupid like poor feet.
Poor freak, let's not get started.
We'll talk about it later.
I would rather crucifixion than what's coming here with that.
So I'm confused. Getting back to...
what are we talking about?
P1. So
how did we get to P1 and Joker Jesus. Is Jesus?
P1 is Jesus Christ.
That would some... No, please don't let his ego inflate anymore.
And you know something? Even when he is Jesus, he still can't win the award.
If he doesn't win, we're going to never hear the end of it. Please let him win.
But even if he does win, we'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, either way, we're fucked.
See,
P1 reminds me of Apollo Creed. If he wins,
he's dead. Dead inside.
He'll be walking around with that fucking American top hat, American flag. He'll come out of the ground like fucking that bit. That's the way the Rock. If P1 wins the award, the next show will start up like him and Cody and the start of Rocky IV. Fucking the dances and shit.
I wouldn't want to see. Does that make Cody James Brown?
That would be if they win. Cody
dressed up as Superman.
Cody has to sing Living in America on that show.
I agree with that.
They'll be fucking drunk enough to do it.
Come walking out like Rocky and Paulie, like, what's going on?
He's confused. You know what? When I win this award, you will when it's over.
And does that mean Chad is Drago? He just comes over. What's going on here?
He comes up. See? It's Drago. Oh, my God.
He comes. He's filmmaking a bunch of zombies in the ring as the ring comes up.
P1. Luke just said Z as Ivan Drago.
I don't know much about Z.
Ivan Drago and Z have the most least thing in common.
They both kill people.
One kills him with punches. The other kills him with fucking visual.
I just gotta watch. I've gotta watch this Night of the Living Dead because I love the original. So I can imagine this is a well-honed, well-tuned tribute.
You're kind of right. If he dies, he dies. That's what he says to his fans when he watches this shit.
Did you see that video sent to of Dolph Lundgren apologizing?
Yeah, apologizing.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm off.
But yeah, back to being slaves to P1.
Yeah, but so what's going on? I don't know. I'll be honest, P1, I'm sorry. I haven't had a chance to listen to your last podcast, so I don't know what's going on.
If you don't know, people, by the time we do our next show, we'll officially be a part of the Movie Spoilers podcast whole. It's like the Avengers. The Marvel Universe.
Yeah, all right.
It's like the Marvel Universe.
The Age of Awards.
We're like Guardians of the Galaxy. They're kind of...
It's the Age of Film Sack. He's Film Sack.
Oh, Film Sack. We might as well hire
him. I would love it if he won the award again. That'd be the most tragic, funny thing.
It's possible. That's what's sad.
I've never listened to his site. Don't think I ever will either.
I have listened to his Rocky IV review, which is funny because he's got a photo of Rocky III.
That happens a fair bit, actually. I've seen that on the DVD where people...
Oh, the DVD's fucked up with all the Rocky films.
Like, they'll have a photo of him, like, fighting Clubber Lang. I don't think Drago had a mohawk for Rocky IV. I'm like, what's going on here?
People don't understand.
They don't understand Rocky because it's such a highbrow concept to get. It's like 2001.
Well, apparently people don't know. I don't like Rocky V. Whoa, he doesn't fight in the ring. That's all people's complaints. Idiots.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
And now we're officially owned by Apollo Creed.
So what shows are going to be included on them?
As I am aware of.
Are you allowed to say or we're not allowed to say?
I can say what I want. What's he going to do? Sack me?
I don't know.
Well, the whole Movie Spoilers saga world.
Saga! Saga! Right, okay.
It's being involved.
So we're Deep Space Nine, basically.
Hey, we're not that shit.
Yeah.
Right. So far, all I know is he's keeping some of the shows. The recaps are being...
I'm offended. Fancy getting rid of Goth.
You don't even watch that shit.
I watched it once, twice.
Twice? And you wrote a letter that you were so horrified. Yeah,
I'm still waiting on the answer.
You're never going to get the fucking answer. But at the moment we have, Darkness of the Movies is being revamped, the spoilers of the movies. Throwback Tuesday will be part of it, obviously, the Movie Spoiler Show, our show, Not With a Kick of the Ass, and then got some little recaps like with...
Gotham?
No, fuck that shit. What was it? Agent Carter or Get Carter or whatever the fuck it is. And, the new Daredevil show and stuff like that.
You going to do Sex Box?
That show, we'll get to that.
Yeah, later.
Fucking Sex Box. Much shit has been going on.
Yeah, I know.
I saw a fight at McDonald's last night. Dude.
Did you? What happened?
This is, mind you, 4 in the morning. This guy comes in, there's like a bunch of women.
Told you, I didn't want to... Do they still sell? Somebody, they had a huge argument.
They got rid of my McChant burger.
McChant?
McChant, not McChant.
Oh, burger.
No, it's called the McChant. Best burger they had, got rid of it. So why'd you get rid of it?
Must have been famous, I've never heard of it.
The thing is, they went over and said, why'd you get rid of it? Like this last night, I said, I wasn't selling. The next guy behind me, can I have a McChant? So I said, not selling,
apparently. Do they still have Filet-O-Fish?
I don't know.
Eats that burger?
Yeah, a bit of burger.
Somebody
put a fish on it.
No shit. Somebody got arrested last week. That's true. But I've been watching a fair bit of that, actually. No. Game of Thrones and Batman from the 60s. That's what I'm watching at the moment. I can't tell them apart.
Oh, yeah.
I watched an episode this morning where Batman just sits. He's studying something. He's at this hamburger place, and it's like, can we serve you a burger? And he's, I'll have a... Bat burger. It's so funny. We've got them now. He had a menu full of bat burgers.
Oh, people can...
And he's sitting there.
At least
that's
meant to be a joke.
He's sitting there and his Batmobile eating this burger. Bloody good burger. He's like, and he's like, you guys, Robin, nutrition's very important.
So he's eating a fucking hamburger.
Yeah.
Good on you, Batman.
But the
the guy came in literally.
Yeah. So what happened?
Came in. This is 4 in the morning. I don't know why my Mac is there. Anyway, bunch of women and guys. This guy walks in, drunk off his ass,
You're meant to be home!
Like, and I turn around thinking...
What, to you? Yeah, I don't blame him, it's pretty late.
Because I walk around, like, sitting there, I turn around and go, it sounded like he was talking to me. This guy was dry. Why aren't you at home? This woman, she's like, oh, man. Like,
it would have been awesome if he was talking to Ronald. Statue of Ronald.
I would have been better if he was dressed up as Ronald, talking to Grimace.
Why are you... Grimace. That's, you're supposed to be home in bed with me.
But you know, he sounded like Biff Tannen.
Oh.
That's the way he came here.
You must have been... You're Ronald! You thought I told you never come in here. That's it's my restroom!
This guy, like, God, I wish I knew what the rest of the story was. So he walked out, he's like, oh, fuck the lot of you. And he walked off, and he's just going
so
up outside.
So he didn't really have a fight, or did he?
No, I don't know if the fight went outside, because the guy tried to escort him out. So I don't know if they started fighting or what.
It's late,
I'm just after my McChamp burger. This guy's just coming and picking up fight.
So what did you end up having? Anything?
Oh, I can't remember, just Big Mac. It's just Big Mac. Very disappointed. I love that. Oh, we don't sell them anymore. Well, I wasn't popular enough. Next guy. Could I have the McChamp, please? No, we don't sell them anymore. Yeah, real popular.
Weirdest thing I ever had at a takeaway place, like that, is when I walked into... This happened when I used to work in a video store, as you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that.
I remember walking into Kentucky Fried Chicken once.
Oh, CJ's favorite point.
Yeah, and so, could I have a 9-piece chicken? So, sorry, sir, no chicken here.
What else you got?
Chips.
That has happened where I've got to go and say, oh, actually, we're waiting on the chicken.
What? It's like, what? How? What are you, you're chopping the heads off out the back or something. Where is this chicken?
The Colonel's a lazy bastard.
That's right. I love how every photo of, like, I don't know if we brought the show up. One of my friends said to me,
oh, you can
the Colonel Sanders, you look at him, he looks like the most racist prick you've ever...
Because he is.
But just sitting there with his cane.
There was always a debate, which I'm sure wasn't you talking about the photo?
Yeah, yeah.
The only reason he's happy is because he can't see below.
He's holding a black guy.
He's strangling a black man.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, if you actually look at it, his kind of head's tilted. You just add the hands.
There's no hands. No.
Yeah. You can see it. He's so delighted about it. Wears a white suit, white hair, white beard.
White shoes.
Kills a bunch of chickens.
That's right. Who were black?
Yeah.
Painted black.
Painted black, kills them.
Yeah. I'm very offended by your fire it up. Business.
Which one?
The recent ones. Not one mention of Leonard Nimoy. Not
but
one.
Not one.
Yes, you have.
When?
You did one because you brought up Jordans. The only reason you brought up Leonard Nimoy was to talk about Jordan. I'm like, what's...
I can't remember what we talked about and fire it up.
An icon of sci-fi. God.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about how Leonard Nimoy...
Yeah, yeah.
He was my good friend.
Me and him were close. I told him, you can't... you're going to kill Spock off, you should come back and direct.
It was goodbye, my good friend. I was like, how the fuck is he your good friend?
I don't think he ever saw Star Trek, like, ever.
Jordan or Lindley?
Maybe both. He did get pretty sick of it. That's I got to say, the day I heard...
Oh, God.
The day I heard, I didn't want to talk to a doll. I'd go down the store. Can you hear anything? Nothing! I don't want anything!
But he's just...
Oh, what a cutra!
He's just a normal person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it.
When you get up and say, oh, he's dead, I'm like, yeah. To
someone who grew up on that show, it's like...
grew up on that show.
The Enterprise.
The Enterprise. Can't go off the set.
It was like, Bill took all my scenes. He took all my scenes. I was in the boiler room.
Look, it's not like he's Rocky.
It's as much.
Come on.
No, it is as much. Because...
Pushing a bunch of buttons.
You know there was more to the character than...
How?
He was the outsider who everyone identified.
Look what they became in the new one.
Yeah, but that's the new one. I'm not talking about the new... whatever the hell that was.
By the way, Corey, if you think the last time he appeared was in the first Star Trek movie, you're an idiot. He was in Into Darkness.
The whole reason why Spock worked as well as he did was A, you hadn't seen a character like that, and B, you just It's impossible to put in a word.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Everyone knows. Because he sort of... there was just something very humane about that character.
Humane? He's meant to have no human emotion!
But that was what he did. That was the whole point. But he kept it all hidden.
What's it got to do with him dying, though?
Because Spock was a character who just... if you were into the show, he was a big part of the reason why the show worked.
Yeah, I won't deny it. He was like, yeah, he's dead.
I cried my eyes out.
Oh, a bit of Dolly, kid.
Yeah, she did.
I bet her was... he was the guy in the last Transformers movie.
Yes, the good one. He was, I don't know, just...
Galvatron he will be. He will never be a... come on, his name. Lord Prime.
Primeval. Optimus Soap. Whatever it was.
Fuck, but I watch that.
That to me is officially the death of the original series, in some way.
Anyway, William Shatner's still alive.
Yeah, but you know, let's face it, I think Kirk was a good character.
Loves Kirk.
He could roll really well.
Kirk is the white version of P1. Loves women. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sleeps around. Well, he doesn't sleep around anymore because he's like, married, going to be married, whatever it is.
And just like as illegitimate children.
What?
Kirk has an illegitimate kid.
Does he?
Yeah, David, from the scientist.
He knew about him.
Yeah, he knew about him. That doesn't make him illegitimate, does it?
Well, let me see,
CJ. Illegitimate... What? It's like, what's CJ? But the whole...
He's dead. He's dead, Jim.
Yeah, you can't explain in words what it was.
I was more upset than bloody Egon died, because when he died...
Yeah, that was sad, too.
God, has that franchise gone down since then.
Well, we haven't seen
it. He literally is the death of Ghostbusters.
We haven't seen it.
Yeah, we have.
We haven't seen it.
It's like, I was going to call him Hugh Remington. The guy reads the news.
John Dent. Hugh Grant.
What's his name? Harold Ramis. I don't know why I'm calling him Hugh Remington.
When did he do the news on Channel 10?
When he died.
When did Harold Ramis do the show on Channel 10?
It might as well be what he's doing now. But the moment he died, that franchise just plummeted with him.
Yeah.
Well, the death
we'll
of
find out next year.
No, we don't need to find out. We'll find out now.
We'll find out next year.
I would. Leonard Nimoy, I think, died because he didn't want to see what was going to become.
Yeah, the next one. Yeah. I've still got to watch the last one, but Into Darkness.
I've really got to see that. I saw the last one. It's Ghostbusters 2. Nothing ever happened after that.
Well, that is the last one. The new one isn't. It could be good. That's all. Anyway, next topic.
Could be good.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God, here we go. You fucking...
I hate golf, Chuck! I hate it!
If you really want to die, dear. I mean, seriously, shutting the door on your foot, you know, crashing your plane...
I just got this idea, because it was around the same time the news came out, that he was flying his plane all happy...
He really doesn't want to be in Star Wars. he wants out of that Blade Runner scene.
Like he was flying his plane. He was happy because Callista wasn't around. he was flying his plane all happy. He got a call from Steven during the flight. He's like, I think we're thinking of rebooting Indy.
We're going to get Chris Pratt away with that.
I hate reboots, Spielberg. I hate him.
Aw, but now look. He clearly has a death wish.
I don't know what he really does. He's always loved flying planes.
He thinks he's immortal.
He is! He graduated from the Grail!
That's what... I kid you not, people actually quoted that. Saying it must have been that cup he drank out of must have actually been the fucking Holy Grail. And that's why he can't die.
Only the penitent man can perish. But the
he
was
really
funny the way he just did. You see, he's like the footage of him come down. He's aiming for that golf course. Like he's got any idea where he's going?
Apparently, he did because
he aimed for the golf.
If he turned right, he would have crashed into houses. If he turned left, he crashed in the golf course.
Yeah, that was the other thing the news presenter said. Like a true hero, he aimed for somewhere where he wasn't going to harm people. Why do you forget the golfers? Because they're not people. As Caddyshack showed.
Yeah, but Harrison, don't die. Finish Star Wars, then die, okay?
He's finished it.
Yeah, who says he's not in the next one?
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to see how fucked his face is. Because he's apparently he got fucked up.
Well, he's already got. It'd be cool if he's just got the, you know, the scar under his chin. He's got the exact same scar, but all over his head. And then they do it in Indy. They show how he did it, and he's whipping the line and just whipping himself all over the place.
So if he was a part of the next Indiana Jones, how are we going to write this into our Boulder fellow? He's
they said
when he left the church at the end of the last one, he got hit by a car.
He left the church at the end of the last one. They're like, Shire might be the new Indy. What?
He pulls out of it. But they're going to have to write that. It happened to Mark Hamill. Between Star Wars and Empire, they write.
It's not too hard if they're going to do indie. Well, all Star Wars, they can do get around it. I mean, I don't know. We don't know how fucked up he is.
He could look like Two-Face.
Yeah, I don't think he's Skeletor. I don't think it's Harrison Ford as Skeletor somehow.
Well, he's married to one.
It's far more evil.
I have no problem with her. I just think she's weird.
I actually don't know much about her apart from the bird.
She's an Ally McBeal.
Yeah, exactly. She was with Dame Edna. Jamie in Ally McBeal.
Ridiculous.
But I gotta, when I heard that Harrison's dead, that was a week later. I was like, stop dying, people! I'm like, all of you over there.
Listen, people just don't want to. The Ghostbusters news is breaking people's hearts.
I love how somebody said to him once. Somebody said to him, like, you know, I love how all the Star Wars fans get really annoyed over the Greedo shoot first or whatever. Which is fair enough. But somebody said to him, he's like, who shot first, Han or Greedo? I don't give a fuck.
He's just fed up with it. He just does not care anymore. He's like, you know, I'm gonna go play golf. I'm gonna play a game of golf with my play. Fucking hell, I was like, people, stop dying. The moment Sloan goes next, to be, oh, here we go.
He had playing trouble in every indie movie, apart from the last one. Maybe that's what Indy 4 was missing.
What about the first one?
Yeah, he had trouble getting in the, because there was a giant snake in the plane.
Oh, yeah. I think he's talking about the bit where he's fighting the bloody, our uncle.
He nearly got taken out by an engine. That rolled over his foot, too. Remember?
What about the crystal skull?
That's what I mean. He didn't really have plane trouble.
I wish he had a fucking plane. Off of the boat. And
that was where people were like, something missing from Indy 4.
No plane. Actually, yeah, it's a good point. Actually, there was no fucking plane.
Yeah, look how it turned out. So this is a good omen. for whatever the next
Indiana Jones and the missing golf ball.
That's right.
I'm very adventurous.
It would have been awesome if after the plane landed, he came out with a little sack of dirt, got the ball out and swapped it. It would have been awesome.
Just reached and grabbed his hat and burnt.
What's the guy's name? The bad guy in that?
Oh, the bad guy.
What was his name in Raiders? What was his name again? Belloc.
Belloc. Yeah,
it's a shame the golfers don't know you like I do, Belloc. And they were coming after him with golf clubs.
Start the plane. Hey, you fucked it up. You can't.
And they're throwing they're hitting golf balls into him instead of throwing them.
I wish he just got to the plane with the medic guy. Oh, nice try, Lao Chi. Like, no, Dr. Jones. No, my name's not Lao Chi. Just trying to help you.
With the medical guy. Yeah, that would have been awesome. If, just as they load him up, he would have gone, wait. And he looks out to the people near his plane. Nice try, Lao Chi. Oh, he's really lost it. he's really gone.
I reckon he is nuts.
Harrison.
Yes. The antidote for the plane you just cracked.
I still like what he did on Jimmy Fallon when he was talking to Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really good.
That's important. He wasn't acting. I think he's
okay. He thought that was actually Chewbacca.
He thought it was Chewbacca. He's going to
sleep with my wife.
He's just gone completely fucking crazy.
Peter Mayhew. No, I didn't. Peter Mayhew.
He's just gone nuts, Harrison. I'm convinced.
Peter Mayhew. People, for the less nerdy inclined, Peter Mayhew played Chewbacca. But when you hear him talk,
play Chewbacca, he just wore a costume.
that's clear. But I'm convinced he's slowly becoming Chewbacca.
Oh, he looks like
his hair. His hair
looks
like
Chewbacca.
This gigantic bush.
Is he the new one?
He is. I think so. Yeah. But whenever you hear him talk, it was like,
he's a weird.
He sounds like a weird guy. I remember he was out here for some convention, and one of my friends met him and they're like, "Oh, we got an interview with Peter Mayhew," and he played it. And it was like, and this woman said, you know, who was interviewing, and was like, well, what, yeah, what's it like to be part of the movie? She's like, who would have thought 20 years ago this would have been still going on?
I can't be saying that he's underwater.
Mr. Geppetto, should I be
I hated
stone?
Geppetto. But I was a dick.
But yeah, and he was like, and now we're still here.
He's like, of course you're still here alive.
He's like, if you're gonna, and then we're like, yeah, what do you think of the prequels? Well, if you made billions of dollars, wouldn't you want it, didn't you?
Seriously.
Who the hell is the way he talks?
Like, sounds like Walter Matthau to me. He's fucking like...
Walter Matthau is Chewbacca.
That'd be awesome.
The, yeah, and he's like, thank you, Peter. He's like, thank you very much.
You do realize that was sound effects. You didn't actually have to make
it. It was me. It was all me.
Better than David Prowse.
Fucking,
I hate him. He's a cop.
He's becoming worse.
He thinks
worse.
He's Darth Vader.
He does. He's like, my fans are going to object. Remember?
If I'm not in episode three,
my fans are going to object and storm Skywalker.
Yeah,
around.
Because they really did. There was heaps of them protesting that.
Bring back David
Prowse. Mind you, he couldn't even do Return of the Jedi properly because he was too fucking old. Or too fucked up.
Yeah, by
the
that time.
He's had that were never him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, in fact, he's not even the one who threw the Emperor.
Yeah, because he's too fucking old to do it.
He had bad arthritis, I think.
Oh, well.
It was from picking up Malcolm McDowell.
20 years later, you want to replay that role again.
And he's actually senile now.
Oh, no, that's senile back
true.
Then.
I'm not making fun of it. He's actually senile then.
Like, he's senile back then.
What, he was talking to the wall, I am your father.
Thinking he's Darth Vader. I was like, motherfucker.
Mark was like, James, I'm here.
James Earl Jones is the one who played the fucking Darth Vader. You just wore a costume, walked around a set.
Oh, yeah, there's a certain way that Vader moves that he did help with.
Oh, that's real hard, eh?
Yeah, you say that.
Walk with your hands
is,
inside a cape. Oh, real different.
But it's got to do with, if you actually look at the movement, you can always tell.
That fucking idiot thought his country and western voice was going to be fucking Darth Vader. How?
And, you know, he was really, when they did the scene where they took Vader's mask off, like, he was, like, all offended. He's, like, apparently, he shouted at the cinemas, I look more like Luke than he does! Sebastian Shaw was like, quiet in front.
I must say, I don't get why they hired a guy just to take the mask off. You could have used him for that.
But apparently, he didn't look enough like Luke, unlike the guy who was scarred, fucked up. It's like a spitting image of Mark Hamill, and Mark's like, thank you.
Yeah, it's not going to look like him. But shave his head bald, make him look like Uncle Festo. Yep, Mark Hamill.
I was like, that's him right there. I heard when that happened. But listen, yeah, whenever people talk about...
Harrison Ford's going to look like that if he's not careful.
He can play Vader and then you... are you Han Solo or Anakin Skywalker?
No makeup needed. Just Harrison Ford from a plane crash. There you go. Makeup done. Darth Vader.
And he's like, this is what happens when you work on with David Schwimmer.
What?
He was in 6 Days, 7 Nights with David Schwimmer.
Was he in that shit?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
They're me neither.
I have no interest. Harrison Ford did a lot of shit movies.
In the last 10 years. Yeah, the Hollywood Homicide, Firewall. Firewall. He's like a supposed to be an IT guy.
Oh,
Harrison Ford,
yeah.
IT genius.
What was that one where...
He's like, how do I press this button? How do I turn it on?
You can't even fly a plane. You're trying to work a computer.
What
was the one you did with the... He's the baddie.
What lies beneath? Yeah, that's the...
That wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean...
Air Force One.
That was enjoyable, at
still
least.
Stupid.
Yeah. You know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm the President of the United States.
No, shit,
I was like,
face.
Fucking who else would you be?
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
You're on Air Force One.
I reckon he was just on there thinking he was the President because he's nuts.
Somebody,
just film a movie around it.
Somebody wants, you know, the bit when he's, I'll do whatever you want, just leave my family alone. Somebody said in a review for it, it's one of the funniest comments in a review, it's like, it's like answering his undies biting on his nuts. That's what they said, that acting was like. It's like answering his undies biting on his nuts. And that was from a New York Times review. New York Times, like this big official review. And then when I saw that bit, they're nibbling Harrison's nuts.
Might as well be everything else.
And then he crashed a plane.
Everything else has been falling apart lately. Fucking legs broken, doors shut on him, planes crashing.
Yeah, but I know how people are like, people, people are like, see, Harrison's too old. Some because of, you know,
he's still alive, though. He's still fucking surviving this shit.
Yeah, I know. People are like, oh, he's too old. Look what happened with the Falcon. I'm like, yeah, but somebody fucking dropped a door on his foot. That's not his fault. This was, but what happened to the plane anyway?
It crashed. What is that going
to
happen to it?
No, but what caused it? Was it just Harrison? Was he?
I told
was
you.
Was he watching the holiday special?
Yeah, I just think he gave up. He's like, I don't want to be in these films anymore. I want to crash.
So he put up this eloquent design about him crashing into a golf course.
I am convinced he is the real Connor McLeod of Highlander. He cannot die. He's immortal.
And that makes sense because Sean Connery was the senior guy.
Yeah, but he'll be dead next.
Sean Connery.
No. Yeah.
Possible.
Him or Clint, I reckon.
Impossible.
Him and Clint will die next, for sure.
And
by the end of the year, one of them will be dead.
No.
Or both.
No. not possible.
What do you mean? They've got to die eventually.
No, I don't believe.
Sean Connery's in that league of
He drank from the Grail. He'll be fine. And Clint Eastwood just had a $400 million movie.
That's what people's argument is.
What, that Clint Eastwood had a $400 million movie, therefore he's going to be immortal.
No, why is Sean Connery's character dead in Indiana Jones, but Indy's alive? And that's why they say that's how Indy survives the fridge explosion.
Oh, come on.
No, because the radiation actually couldn't kill it because of the whole Grail bullshit. People have actually gone into that detail.
Look, I don't think the last one was as bad as people make out, but
I've seen worse.
No.
Hey, if he could survive a plane crash, I believe he was in that fridge.
I didn't have that big a problem with that bit. He wasn't that
I don't
big.
Now.
I had a problem with the second half, with the monkey swing and all that. That pissed me.
Oh, that was stupid.
But the fridge bit never... I was like, it's just as stupid as all the other shit.
I believe he was in that fridge now.
For real.
I believe they blew him up with a new
golf ended up on a golf course. Like, the gophers were on the golf course. Bill Murray trying to blow him up.
Climbed out of a fridge.
Should I kill the gophers? That's Indiana Jones!
he's immortal, I'm convinced.
I celebrated my 1 year anniversary.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. It was me and my hand.
Your wedding anniversary.
Yeah. My wedding, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe that's been a year.
Me neither. I was there. Oh, you were there too.
I was there too.
CJ
was there. Chatting up our cousins.
So we went away. We went to this place. That's why there hasn't been a show for a while, people. You can blame Adala. Feel free to write into her email.
blame Adala.
We went away up the coast to where there's water.
Shit, that narrows it down.
It stayed. We went to a lighthouse. There was a cool guy in the lighthouse who hosted the tours and that. He sounded like Bud Tingwell. He had a proper English accent.
People have no idea who the fuck that
is. Well, basically, your Australian accent can be broken up into two periods. The guys who sound like us, and then the guys who sounded really aristocratic and British.
Fuckheads.
Yeah, pretty much. And he had one of those accents. It was really cool. We were up at the lighthouse. This lighthouse, you could see light. On the ocean. And at night, ships, if they didn't look at the lighthouse, they could crash. On a golf course.
And that's probably that's all a lighthouse is good for.
I don't know, because you went up, there was a kitchen up there. I didn't know what it was.
There was a kitchen down there.
It was like, apparently, if you fell asleep, if you're on duty, wouldn't matter what time of night it was, and if you were up on the golf course, lighthouse, and you fell asleep.
Up in the golf.
You fell asleep. Like, you could be hung. No shit, back in the, not
what
recently.
What are you hanging for?
For falling asleep.
Well, because it was golf course. Duty. While you're asleep.
On a lifeboat. A lighthouse.
Playing golf. Hung.
Oh, I'm losing it. I'm not with it. But anyway, we were down near the ocean, and we saved the place. And they were feeding
pellets. Well, I assume if you were near an ocean, there'd be a lighthouse, because there would be a lighthouse in the middle of the desert, wouldn't there?
They were feeding pelicans, and I was just looking at them going, what the fuck is the point of a pelican? Like, I was looking.
It's a stupid animal.
I was like looking at them going, and they were like, well, everyone was so beautiful. Absolutely. I felt right out of place because I'm sitting there with me. Darling, I had to buy this fucking stuffed pelican for a dollar.
You had to buy one.
Oh, she was like, I need a memento. I'm like, I don't want to remember a pelican.
Here's Nolan's first movie.
I don't want to remember a pelican. They look...
Why do you need a memento? Where you go? I don't know. I'm going to go to Iraq. Oh, I'm going to bring back the suicide bomber.
I was in Germany. I brought back a Nazi uniform.
Yeah, I brought back this young kid who got gassed in the chamber.
I brought back a Jewish skeleton.
Put that in your luggage and see if you get past. Yeah, you were in Germany. What did you bring back from Germany?
A Jew. I haven't said that on the show yet. What do you think happened to Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he was Jewish.
Is he dead?
No, he's not.
What's he done?
Oh, aliens.
I was going to say, like, mad about you and aliens. Mm. That's he's dead.
Beverly Hills Cop, yeah. But I tell you what was funny, and I brought this up to a diet. We went to Coles. Have you ever heard of that place?
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with that place.
Which is a shopping supermarket.
Yeah. It's a place you buy stuff.
And we were in there, and there's a guy, you know, the self-serve checkouts? No shit. He looked exactly identical. I thought it was Prince Harry.
Why would Prince Harry work in a shop? He even
had an English accent. He was, yeah, your turn next, sir. Your turn next.
That wouldn't be Harry.
And I was like, I realized afterwards, if it was really Harry, he would have been just running around playing strip poker.
I like Harry.
He's the only good royal out of all of them.
There's some real uptight fucking cockheads.
But there was a candy police store too. A candy police store. A candy police. The candy
police.
Oh, you're buying candy. What's all this then? What's all this?
You're done, mate.
Yes, I saw you took three strawberries and cream. I saw something pretty funny actually at the candy store, because there was a kid there.
At a candy store?
Yeah, a kid
that's
there.
A shock.
But there was a kid there, like, I think he was high on sugar or something, because he pointed to this old guy, and he, like, with his hands going, boom, boom. He was like, bang, bang, you're dead. The old guy took one look at him, looked like, ooh, ooh, like all hurt and offended. He put his finger up in the air and went, no, I am not.
<I'm> like, it wasn't Harrison Ford by any chance.
I know. Listen, Shorty. Like, no, I am not.
I was going to say, you should have said, oh, see, so that kid's Greedo and he shot you first.
He took this accusation from this little 3-year-old.
He was actually offended.
Yeah, he was offended. He was the guy would have been in his 70s.
Sure, he's joking.
Who'd be offended
and
by
left
a kid?
The store after that? Who'd be offended by a kid going bang bang?
No, it was bang bang, you're dead. It wasn't just bang bang.
Oh, bang bang,
bang, bang,
you're dead.
Bang bang, you're dead. I've seen something a lot of the politicians say.
I'd say, kid, here, listen to Fire It Up. That'll really educate your life.
Yeah, you should say that, the old guy.
Oh, God, yeah, imagine him. First opening second of a Fire It Up show. I'm offended.
All old people must die. No, they must not.
So he's offended because the kid what
pointed
because the kid thought he was dead.
No, the kid just went bang bang, you're dead, like something like out of a bloody.
So did the kid react after the old cunt walked off?
The kid didn't worry. Good kid.
Oh,
cool Avengers, like that, because they had all Avengers. All
cool kid.
But the, so that's old people for you.
I hate them.
No, come what? No.
I hate them. I'm going to put up with them at work. I hate them.
No. I say
always standing in the way.
Old people are like everyone else.
Assholes.
There's a few good people and a whole bunch of cunts.
It's
like everyone
old
else.
Old people. This is what they do.
I've met some lovely old people.
Fuck them. They stand in your way deliberately. Like, and they've got the trolley. And you're like, you see people trying to get past and they turn their head to look at them and then they just... Look back, go back to their list. Deliberately standing in the way, go, no, I'm old, I have the right to be here.
I'd love to know.
Assholes.
I'd love to see if it's a plot, like every old person when they go home, like they can do gymnastics and all that. The whole, you don't actually get arthritis, this is all a myth.
I think every person over 60 needs to be shot. Like that kid, bang, bang. Yep,
maybe he was trying to bring in some law enforcement.
I agree, that kid could be the new Judge Dredd.
Thinking of people who should be shot. Ghostbusters time.
Gee, what a chat.
Ghostbusters, because it's been, look, to all the people.
I reckon for the last 8 weeks, somehow, somewhere, Ghostbusters has come into the conversation.
we said we wouldn't talk about it unless news has come up. and news has come up.
And apparently it's never going to let it go.
Look, people, you realize there's people who have probably listened to this show for the first time.
And so I can go on a whole new rant about it.
And every single, and I think we've referenced every show, so they're not going to have a clue what we're talking about. And we've accomplished what we set out to do. Basically,
we're making this shit happen because people, we said ages ago about when they, oh, the cool rumor of female Ghostbusters. Oh, who are they cast? Melissa McCarthy? Next day, boom. Melissa, oh my God.
And then you said about, oh, she could, if I was willing to sacrifice any movie franchise, the Bond franchise, I Spy, boom. Stop! stop!
If she's in Mad Max or Star Wars, that's it.
But the news I had to bring up was that Sony Pictures have announced,
P1, you better do something about this. You work for them.
That there's going to be a manly Ghostbusters.
Don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
Who is it, bloody
Chris Pratt
and Jared Tatum?
I've got to say, I've got to say, look, I like Chris Pratt and everything. I am not willing to suck his cock after one movie.
P1 is. What? God, Guardians of the Galaxy, best science fiction movie made in the
last... Star Wars?
Yeah,
people did say that. I heard you last, certainly. Where people are like...
The thing is, though, like, I was trying...
If you enjoy it.
No, right? But I'm like, nah, there have been movies better. I'm like, thinking about it, I'm like, it really hasn't.
Like what?
Like a science fiction action adventure.
Fifth Element?
That's the only one I brought up.
Avatar?
Oh, yeah.
I think Avatar was no better or no worse than Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, honestly,
because it's the sort of... I mean, you wouldn't say Guardians of the Galaxy offered anything new.
Oh, of course not.
What exactly new did it offer? I mean, it's a fun movie, but so was Avatar.
I'll agree with that. But people are easily led.
I mean...
People just want to be entertained by bright colours and shiny objects.
The characters in Avatar might have been a bit... Guardians of the Galaxy might have been a little bit better, but I don't see this huge, huge thing that
people are desperate for anything science fiction.
Oh, me too.
Fun.
But
that's
like,
fun.
I'll accept, you know, good writing. And it was just fun. Yeah, I think Guardians of the Galaxy is a more enjoyable movie than Avatar. But it's, I don't think the difference in quality is.
Oh God,
like a huge. I think people expected so much out of Avatar because it was James Cameron.
Yeah, but Star Wars a well-written science fiction movie? Not really. It's just an opera. Whereas Blade Runner's a well-written science fiction movie.
Yeah.
There's a difference. You can't have both.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy is not science fiction.
Yeah, it's action sci-fi.
It's purely because it's set in space.
Yeah, of course. It's a space opera. I think that was the point.
So was After Earth.
I should have brought that up to him.
You should have said that to him. Oh, great one, man.
I haven't seen it. I'm like,
Wild Wild West.
Transformers.
Transformers. Yeah. Been a lot of good ones. What was the fucking latest one with Mila Kunis? Jupiter Ascending?
Oh, brilliant, that movie.
Chappie?
I want to see that, but I don't care what it is. Elysium? I like Elysium. It wasn't great, but I liked it.
A lot in the last 10 years. I mean, there's...
I guess you got like Riddick and shit like that. But.
Yeah, I mean, those are enjoyable movies, but they're
no style.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way I feel about the Star Trek movies. The first six Star Trek movies had a distinct identity, even the bad ones. But then when you went into the next gen movies and the fucking new movies and all that, they're fucking the same. They look the same. They act. It's like you whack them all in a blender, and it's like
couldn't give a shit about it. I really don't. Star Trek: The Last One was.
I still got to watch it.
Ugh.
Particularly now since Nimoy's last.
He's got a lot of pressure on him now.
with the new movie. Yeah. But so you don't think? So who else is it? Channing Tatum. That was the other. I can't imagine. Why are they getting like really good-looking guys to be Ghostbusters and really ugly
female
women?
Audience.
Is that it? I don't.
So you cast a bunch of ugly slags as female Ghostbusters, but you get to cast all these good-looking young guys as the male Ghostbusters. Horseshit! You're aiming for a female audience for both. I just don't care. I want my Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
Harold Ramis. Even now, I would accept him more as a Ghostbuster.
They don't need to be any sexier. Ernie Hudson was pretty sexy.
Oh yeah,
he was a pretty sexy guy.
He probably was the most sexiest Ghostbuster there was.
Oh, I don't know. Rick Moranis. He had his
Yeah.
That bit when his pants were undone, when he was just lying there next to Sigourney.
That was creepy. It's actually officially done. I don't care about Ghostbusters. So much so, I've been watching the real Ghostbusters animated series to realize there is some good Ghostbusters still around. It does exist.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean,
I hate what they're doing with it. They're trying to turn into... And everyone's like, oh, well, you know, they can set it in different towns and stuff. I don't
see in different towns.
I don't care.
How does that make it? Oh, look, they can set it in a different town. It's so different.
This is the point. I just don't care.
As much as New York was a character in the movie.
That's what the quotes were. I just want to re-look it up. Storylines and shit. Oh, no, we're not looking up any shit.
Yeah, we are.
Do we have to read this?
Yeah, we have to read it, because in addition to that part of Ghostbusters News, Paul Feig, our arch nemesis, but Batman has the Joker, Bond has Blofeld, we have Paul Feig.
Look at him!
Paul Feig has come out and said, the hate for his Ghostbusters reboot is vile and misogynistic, fuck Waynesmith.
Might as well say.
In an interview regarding his upcoming movie masterpiece, Spy, I made that up. Feig was asked about
he's making that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, Ghostbusters, my God.
Feig was ased about the internet backlash to Ghostbusters led by Kristen Wiig and who else gives a shit. The internet is really funny.
Yeah, too bad your fucking films aren't.
Yeah, I love it, but hate it.
Just like your films.
what exactly do you love about them?
I love the fact that I hate them.
I love the fact that they finish. Yeah. The first wave when you make an announcement like that is overwhelmingly positive.
Bullshit!
Bullshit!
Exactly.
Was that from Corey and Tommy?
I'm sure Tommy loves this idea.
Everyone's so happy, and you're like, this is great. Then comes the second wave, and you're like, oh, my God, some of the most vile, misogynistic shit I've ever seen in my life.
I wish it was a tsunami. I wish it was a tsunami that swallowed you up and just ate your entire soul.
He had a great answer to fans claiming he was ruining their childhood. It is so dramatic. Honestly, the only way I could ruin your childhood is if I got back into a time machine. You got a time machine? And went back and made you an orphan.
That's a bit extreme.
But what do you say in rebuttal? Because that's basically aimed at you.
I don't acknowledge him. He doesn't exist.
He does exist.
He does not exist.
It's coming out.
It does not exist. It's Ghostbusters, Paul Feig doesn't exist, as far as I'm concerned. He is not a writer. He is not a director.
He said, because there was... To be fair to him, he had something afterwards where...
There is nothing to be fair to said to him. He is a fucking maggot.
He said later on, he turned around and he said he would feel terrible if he fucked Ghostbusters up. Like, something like...
It was, of course he's going to. Look, people are saying you've got to give it a chance. No, I don't. I do not need to give it a chance.
I would love if this movie rocks. I really would.
Will it? No, of course it won't.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm over-judgmental. Yes. I will bet anything you want me to bet. But I will place any... That movie sucks.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing. If by somehow it ends up being a good movie, I dare you to write an apology letter to Melissa McCarthy.
I will go... I will find a way to meet her at a convention or something, and I will kiss her feet and apologize.
Hey, what you heard?
Why not happen?
Kiss her feet.
Ooh. Take a lot of lips.
Kiss her feet. I don't know where to start.
No. What they're doing with it isn't the whole. It isn't even Melissa McCarthy being it. It's the whole idea of what they're doing.
It feels like they're mass producing it. That's what it feels like. It feels like they're just whacking anyone in there. That's what. And people are like, oh, you have a problem with it being female? No.
I have a problem with it being anything but the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but even if they're going to reboot it, the choices they're doing, the guys aren't right. I can kind of imagine maybe Chris Pratt doing it, but
I could imagine both.
I'm not going to sign him off and say he's great and brilliant and all that after one movie. I'm not. Maybe if he does Guardians 2 and he's really good in that as well, maybe, but.
I just, to me, it's insulting to what could have been. For so long, there was always a promise of a third one,
yeah.
And then it's like, okay, Hal Ramis is dead. Let's just do a
film. Woo, let's fuck it up!
Yeah, it's seriously like that.
It was like, woohoo, he's dead! Now we can do anything we want!
And that's what it seriously felt like. It's like, oh, well, we can't be all the Ghostbusters now. Well, let's just, because Bill Murray ain't going to do it anyway, let's just fucking do anything. It seems like that. Let's just make money out of it. And that's what I hate. I don't give a shit about this franchise. Never have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved, and I mean, some people are like, oh, what do you love? I just love the first Ghostbusters, the second one. It's just a
the
fun,
characters.
Loving,
how
to me,
gonna...
okay, people write about Guardians of the Galaxy. But to me, that's what Ghostbusters was to me in my childhood. It was just a fun adventure, bunch of guys shooting the shit, having fun, doing, you know.
I mean, I'm totally biased.
Oh, of course, Ghostbusters
I think
far
the
better.
Characters in Ghostbusters were better. I mean, that's not to say I think the characters in Guardians were bad. I think they were good. I just...
You wait till they recast that with all women. Melissa McCarthy is Star-Lord.
I was like, Melissa McCarthy is Groot. I am fat. Yeah, we know. I am fat.
Look, she'd be a big fucking tree.
Okay, to be fair, did you know that Melissa McCarthy has lost 20 kilos?
Good on. I don't care how fat she is. Yeah. She's just no talented. And it isn't even against her being a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, not anymore.
Even if it's not like, anymore. Yeah, because it's not. Like, it's so beyond casting a female or that group of people. It's just, you don't care. You do not care about the franchise. What you're doing with it, you don't give a shit.
But then you got to say, is that Paul Feig then or Sony?
Paul Feig and Sony.
Sony just saying.
Sony don't give a shit. They just want to make the money out of it, and Paul Feig's the fucking lackey they're going to get to do it.
Yeah. You sound like you were on your soapbox. I could imagine. That's who they're going to get to do it.
This is how angry I am. I would rather Michael Bay direct He-Man than this cunt. And that's me saying I hate. If this guy gets He-Man, if he gets it,
Paul Feig,
I will fly to America. I will. I'll kill you. And I don't exaggerate. I will fly and kill you. I will pull a Liam Neeson on your ass.
It was nice being on the movie spoiler side. I took one.
No, fuck him. I am not having any
spoilers.
No, yeah, him.
Yeah.
You can ruin Ghostbusters. That annoys me enough. But He-Man is something I've waited to see, probably done for years.
Maybe they could do it like in that photo with him with a bowler hat.
Look at that fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know. People in this photo were looking at courtesy of Joe Blow.
Big nosed, fat lips, eyeglass, hat wearing motherfucker. Look at him.
Now that reads to me Ghostbusters right there. That's Bill Vakeman, right?
He looks like fucking bloody...
Bill Vakeman.
Oh, I knew you were talking
about. Billy Vakeman, yeah.
Well, look, he looks like Prince Charles directing a movie.
Yeah.
Prince Charles, it's Ghosts in Ghostbusters. So offended.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts, Camilla.
And how dare you tell me not to be offended about it? Oh, fuck,
yeah,
be offended.
Yeah, I've got to say, that's like, I'm like, people haven't... Look, anyone who... So anyone who turns around and says, you know, the problem is that they're women, that's not right. I don't agree with that. But just the choice.
I do agree with that for the only reason of it's solely, let's do a female's Ghostbusters just because it's controversial. That's the only reason. If it fits the story, yeah, but there's no story to this shit.
Would you have the same problem if it was a female Rocky?
You know what? If they were going to reboot Rocky, do it that way.
As a female.
Do it as a different thing.
And then people are going to say, well, what's the difference?
No, but if you took the basic story of Rocky, change it around a bit, and say, we're going to do it as a female Ronda Rousey UFC movie.
Yeah, I bet you. Right? Ronda Rousey is Rocky. Yeah,
as
imagine.
A female version, as a UFC, it's a different story, different art, and it would be different.
Mm.
It wouldn't be, oh, yeah, I'm going to call a woman Rocky.
Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah,
you
yeah.
wouldn't. Yeah. Roxy, I don't know.
Roxy.
I mean, I'd be pissed at the idea, but you know what? I'd be like...
I think you'd be fucking furious at the idea. That's what you would be. You'd be fucking furious.
No, if they remade Rocky, another male actor playing that role, doing that same shit, then I'm offended.
Yeah, okay.
If you took it and you changed it to a way it was like a tribute, honouring the story of it, but a remake in
a different
way.
This Ghostbusters could be that. I mean, you don't... I mean, I don't think it will be. I don't think it will be. I don't think, look...
Tribute! Look at him!
Who's
confused there?
On the other side of that camera could be Slimer. You don't know. You don't know. The real Slimer.
I bet your Slime won't be in it.
That's what you got to quit. That's what makes it so hard. I mean, should they have people... Slimer and the song and the Eximobile. I mean, what are they going to do?
That is how
if you see it, you'll be offended. If you don't see it, you're going to be like, where is it?
I won't see it.
But that is how popular the animated series I'm watching. They never called him Slime until that cartoon.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They're the ones who made
Potato Head.
Yeah, Potato. They made him a goodie.
Mm.
And actually, there are things that happen in that cartoon that actually evolved in the story.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, yeah.
I'm like, so that's how that's the third Ghostbusters. Just a very long third movie.
No, we've got a third Ghostbusters. It's coming out next year, in July. New Star Trek. You'll see it. I have no doubt. I have no doubt you'll see it.
Yeah, because P1 will make me. P1's going to make me now.
In fact, I'm so certain you'll see it.
I'll cry.
I won't see the next Bond. Partly because of the point. If you don't see Ghostbusters, that's how confident I am.
I'm not paying to see it. If you want to pay for me to see it, I'll see it. But I'm not paying.
I'll pay for you to see it, but I won't go see it. Because I'm not I'm not really interested in reboots that much.
I'm just not. That's not even a reboot. It's
sequels are mostly good with me, but most reboots. Yeah, the funny part, when they come out really good, they can do come out really well.
So over it. I just don't want to even talk about it. The moment that trailer comes out and I see them in their costumes, I'm just going to be heartbroken.
On to Gotham.
Oh, yeah, something better.
Why aren't you doing reviews for that?
Because we're over it. We're sick and tired of suffering.
It's so funny to watch you guys.
You don't even watch the show.
Yeah, but I hear about it. That's enough. I'm not really willing to watch it. I'm willing to hear about what's going on, though. The Red Hood sounded really good.
Oh, my God.
Tommy liked it.
Tommy's a fuckwit.
Tommy really liked it. Tommy turned around and said, that's like the best thing he's seen.
He's your friend.
I don't know how. I honestly don't know how.
Your friend. You haven't read anything.
That's one thing. Saying that is all right. But everyone agreed with him. He had 40 likes on that.
Because his fans are fuckwits. They are. They follow like sheep. There you are, P1. You're my favorite sheep.
Speaking of what Tommy said, tell you guess what I watched last night.
You watched Gotham, though.
No, I told you. I watched The Crow and Blue.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah. That show gets worse every time you watch it, apparently.
I sit there watching it. And, you guys have ruined that. You've really ruined it. It gets worse because you two have ruined it. Because every time, they say fire it up like 15 times in it. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's where they got it from. And then I'd hear lines, and I know that's in the intro. So I was like, yeah. What are they talking about? It's a bad movie.
I don't know. They said it.
How is it stupid?
Apparently it's stupid. It's dumb written, and it's just awful, whatever.
Dumb written?
Yeah.
That's what they said. Dumb written.
No, I didn't say those. They said
really dumb. Really, man comes back to life. You can't do it.
Mind you, Gotham though. Oh well, brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that stupidity is rubbing off on the Corey because he's becoming a moron. The more you hear him talk, he agrees with him.
Does he just agree with him for agreeing?
I just think he's lost his fucking mind. I think he's like Harrison Ford. Corey
goes, "I'd fly a plane." Anyway. Round of golf.
I could see Corey playing golf.
I could see him with the little punsy hat.
Yeah, the little beret.
Yeah, with that. Yeah, I could see.
I call it the Rocky Four hat.
Crow is really well made.
Crow is a brilliant film.
Yeah, I don't know about brilliant, but it's definitely a really...
Brilliant!
Pretty good.
Brilliant!
But the whole...
Inspired, fired it up.
Yeah, so maybe it's not so good. That's okay.
Oh, worst show on it. Worst show ever.
Don't you reckon... You know what The Crow is? I figured out what it is.
A good movie? Enough.
Robocop meets Batman.
Yeah.
Think about it. Gang, guy gets killed, comes back to life. And you mix that with Batman, you got The Crow. And I mean that in a really positive
aspect. Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. Of it.
But who are people that say it's really bad? I don't... Michael Wincott was really good in it. The Brandon Lee was the guy you fought for in UFC.
No. Apparently, the only reason he got any accolades is because he died.
Oh, come on.
From
Tommy.
Tommy. That's from Tommy said.
Yeah, it's easy saying that now, 25 years later. I hate it when people turn around and say, oh, that movie, that's aged. Of course it's aged. It's 25 years ago or something.
It's the only reason Heath Ledger was any good, because he died. That's pretty much what that argument is.
Just because,
yeah,
oh,
he says, I mean,
that's the point. It's how stupid it is. No, maybe they actually were fucking good in the movies. That's why they actually performed well.
Yeah, because Raul Julia in Street Fighter.
Oh,
brilliant. That's a really well-regarded role.
Oh, bastard.
Yes. Or, we get heaps of examples.
We will be reviewing it.
Because Harold Ramis's last movie, Year One, that got brought up to, to Citizen Kane status after that. No, that's a fucking silly argument.
That's what Tommy said about, oh, but, you know, there's things that are overrated. The only reason that movie's popular is because of the look and the soundtrack. I'm like, whatever.
When I'd be interested to know when the last... Didn't he turn around and say something about, oh, I tried getting through it, couldn't do it? I'm like, The Crow isn't fucking a movie by, what are they, Frieda and Salsa.
You forget, Tommy's a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Anything he says is a fuckwit comment. He's a parrot. He sits on Corey's shoulder and agrees with him everything he says. He's a
sorry,
parrot.
I can see that image.
He's a fucking parrot.
I can, yeah.
Corey, you should keep him in a fucking cage and feed him birdseed. It's all he fucking is good for.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard...
He's bringing your side down, Corey. Get rid of the fucking parrot.
I've heard...
He should be an ex-parrot.
I've heard, I've heard what P1 said.
Oh, not
yeah. P1 isn't really a fan of him.
Oh, he hates him.
Why, though?
Because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Or both of them are, but...
Corey's not a fucking idiot.
I'm talking about P1.
Yeah. People. Ever had sex and then had people review it?
I'm sure P1 will say yes. But...
Yeah, that's right. And here's my video. Do you want to explain what the new reality show conquering the world?
This is
country by country.
If you wonder why we're not reviewing
it's coming,
Gotham.
It's coming to Australia.
This is why we're not reviewing Gotham, because we're reviewing Sex Box.
You want to explain the concept of this show?
People have sex in a box, but it's good for marriage counselling. Apparently, it helps helps bring lives back together.
Now, what I got told, is that people. People struggling in the bedroom department because relationships are purely about sex. Apparently that's what it's about. Just get into a box, have sex in front of a team full of judges, Idol.
But the thing is,
then come out in front of a live studio audience.
The thing is, they're not even being watched. You might as well
what? They're not being watched.
No, because they're inside a box and no one can see it.
The judges can.
Can they?
I think they can, yeah. Oh,
that's fucking stupid.
And then they
that's
come
even
out,
worse.
And then they come out. No shit. And they're judged by a studio audience. No, not judged by a studio. You know, they come out in robes, and like it's like American Idol. They come out, and then they're like, the judges give the, yes, your performance was rather limp. Penis was not erect.
What is going on with the world? Seriously, this is the level we're getting over TV.
Should we play this trailer?
No.
People, if you want to watch it at the same time, Sexbox trailer YouTube. Let's have a look.
We got our first couple headed to the stage.
Cool. Can I watch her head?
Are we making the right choice? We're about to go on.
You're making the right choice. This is a complicated area.
Couple stare.
3, 2.
God.
Welcome to Sex Box.
She sounded like Curly and Three Stooges.
No backing out now.
Couples have sex in this box.
Take 30 minutes, 40 minutes for a woman.
What's Idris Elba doing on this?
He's standing guard at the gate.
Then after making off love.
Feels like I just lost my virginity.
Yeah.
God.
I felt like it was my fault.
I'm still here. I'm not going
to
run away.
Where's your story? You're still here.
I'm still here.
I want to go and have sex with this box. Groundbreaking.
Are you having sex with other guys? Yes, I have.
Oh, scandalous.
Life-changing. Yeah.
Okay, did you know I was a pastor? Okay.
People, they just walked out of the box and people are clapping.
The box changes lives.
Huh? No, it does not.
Her box changes lives.
Well, this is kinky or crazy.
Trust can be rejected.
She's like a Burns victim.
One breach.
Look at her.
Yeah, the judge.
Yeah.
Three people.
Well, they're two dykes.
Everybody go out there and have some sex.
Oh, you're gay. You wouldn't even know what sex is.
Box premieres Friday.
Now, the only way that box show could be better was the box of Hellraiser. That little cube thing that they find.
I'd like it to be the box with the And as they're having sex, the box actually has the security guard out of Batman Forever going, it's boiling acid in a vagina.
I think it's got a giant Gwyneth Paltrow's head in there. The whole show is just Brad Pitt yelling at the box.
What's in the box? What's in the box? Penis and vagina. Ow!
If you have sex in there, he wins.
Then he wins.
No! No!
I believe the world's a good place full of... Yeah. What's that line at the end? Mark Twain said the world's a good place full of people having sex in a box. I agree with half of that.
So Morgan Freeman should narrate your sex life.
I want Morgan Freeman to be the judge of everyone's sex life.
Now there's a show.
That would be awesome. As you come out, that's more like Mr. Wayne.
you took my fucking line.
I wish I could say Andy had sex in the box.
You better get busy fucking or get busy dying.
Either way.
There's a show for you. Sex box. Brad Pitt yelling at you while Morgan Freeman narrates your sex.
Jessica Tandy walks out of the box. I'm driving you to the stove, Miss Daisy. I'm driving you to the box, Miss Daisy. I want to see Jessica Tandy have sex in that box and come out with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, the only way to get out of the box, you can't walk out. You've got to dig your way out like fucking Andy did before.
No, you would be really good. A couple of sex in the box and Morgan Freeman has that big... binocular thing out of Robin Hood. How did your uneducated kind ever have sex in that box? Who knows?
If only, like, when I ask it, like, you sit down, you've had sex, and then he gives you the feedback. That bit where he's in bloody, he's trying to get his parole in Shawshank. He's like, yeah, really fake it. I really don't give a damn.
says to the judge, so make your numbers, talk about my little penis, because I don't give a shit.
And that'd be Morgan Freeman could write anything.
Oh,
he'd be happy.
I want to see Morgan Freeman have sex in that bar.
He comes up with like a zoom. I fuck with you. I fuck for Robin Hood.
I am not one of you. But I fuck in that box. Join us now. Join Cosner.
Join Kevin Costner's box.
You know how he got in the
box? Anything else.
No. How he got in the box? He got catapulted. Is she worth it?
Is she worth it?
What's been on TV for?
Worth having sex in a box for? The way he gets you out, he picks up the statue of the sheriff, smashing the box. And after you walk out, and you're like, oh, you've had good sex. My vow is for
peace. I was going to say, Kevin Costner's having sex with an old woman. He bursts in the box and throws a sword at her.
I fulfilled my vows.
Gosh. It's a muscle.
You cannot have sex when you smell of what's it going to call that fucking you smell of garlic, whatever the fuck. And Robin Hood, that guy tries to attack him at the start, and he goes, "But if someone's going to attack me from downwind or something, you can't smell of garlic."
I just had an idea, but you know what'd be really cool? Is there no sun in this accursed box?
They're having sex into the bloody, hey, we need your help. He's just praying away. Not paying any attention.
Duncan comes out of the box. I would have done. I would have had sex in there if I could see.
Are you talking about the old bastard? Yeah. The old blind man.
It's Duncan. Yeah. I would have had sex in there if I could see.
Yeah, I said, like, there are still things I can see. I can't see having sex in this box. There's no fucking light.
Barry.
Little John and Duncan having sex.
In the box. against Christian Slater. I'll fuck your neck for you, Will Scarlet. You can't have a fancy...
He's trying to rip his clothes like funny. You
little bastard, guy.
takes
Will Scarlet.
You still have a bloody...
My boy!
You still have a bloody ordersness now. How come it turned to Robin Hood sex box?
I don't know.
And the ultimate sex box contestant, Friar Tuck.
On that, I would say, oh!
You really are a wizard.
comes out of the sex box in a wagon. Who's having sex in the box with Robin Hood? Who's the braver?
People are going to think we are not.
This here is grain, which any fool can enjoy. But the Lord enjoy, you know what's coming. The Lord enjoyed a more prosperous pastor. Let us give praise to his maker by learning about the box. Yeah, make that fucking show, Hollywood. Make that show, then I'll be impressed. Until then, we have no idea.
Sound more entertaining, I must say.
We have no idea. I'm sorry. Just people having sex, that's not entertaining.
If you can't see it, who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
I don't know I'm talking about this sex.
Dangerous territory. I don't care about reality TV. None of it. People are like...
Morgan Freeman, sex life, that would be awesome.
Who was it? Someone once said, we're all guilty of at least, enjoying one... No, I'm honestly not. There's very...
Reality TV, I'm trying to think.
Think of a show where you'll go... Some of it's worse than others, I'll give it that. But on the whole, fucking Jesus Christ.
I can't think of one.
I guess I'll give this at least... at least the premise is kind of interesting, but...
Why?
I don't. It's the best I can come up with. It's the best I can give it.
There is nothing fascinating. Even the box looks boring.
I know, yeah. It doesn't even really look like a box either. It looks more like a security... It looks more like a cargo container. They really want to impress me. Why don't they have people having sex while a crane is picking up the cargo container and the bed could be going back and forth?
Do something more... Put them in a pit full of scorpions.
Then they did that. Remember that? They did that reality show. What is it? What the fuck?
But not having sex? Survival?
They weren't having. Yeah.
Fear Factor and stuff.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. Yeah. The
My Fear Factor locked me in there with the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, with Melissa McCarthy. What would you do? Okay. If Ghostbusters is good, you've got to get into the sex box with Melissa McCarthy.
Jesus.
Or even worse, P1.
Either way, it's fucking horrible.
Worst nightmare. You, P1, Melissa McCarthy.
One of us are going to come out. Someone's dead.
You'd come out like in the wheelchair, like the kind of Clockwork Orange.
I would kill myself. I'd smash my head against the box.
You'd be like, because I'm watching Game of Thrones at the moment, you'd be like Theon after turns into Reek. No, I can't leave the box. Can't leave it.
I hate the show.
What, our show?
Oh, yeah, that is what. Seriously, how unoriginal can you get? Sex.
Well, slightly original, but I mean...
How? People have sex. Oh, well, that's original. Film it. Oh, God, that's never been done.
In a box? Might be very stuffy having sex in a box.
What's the difference of that in a bedroom?
What?
What's the difference of a box in a bedroom?
How can a judge... Really? Okay, let's say they don't see it.
And who's
say
to they judge? Don't
see it?
Yeah.
How are they going to judge it? What's the point?
Let's say that.
But who is to judge? People, different sex, different acts, people like different things. Who's those cows that tell you what's good and what's not?
Because people are just dependent on reality TV junk.
All that's morons.
Fuck this world.
And on that gleeful note, people, that's if you're enjoying this for the first time, I don't know.
I feel very sorry with you.
I really don't know what's wrong with you. We've done better shows.
I feel very sorry for you. If this is your first listen to this, my God.
Stop now. Yeah, listen to Fire It Up. That's a better show.
You're into some shit, because I'll tell you what, we're going to get more depressing stories. This show actually makes you depressed.
Do you realize this show is your longest running show? Out of all of it, I think it is nearly 2 years.
Jeez, yeah, long shot.
Here's the thing. People say to us now, we used to do this once a week, and... The thing is...
It's too much.
I was getting plenty of kicks at the hour. Now, the thing is, we both are very busy people. We're very, very busy people. Hmm. And that's one of the reasons why this has been reduced to once a fortnight, or in this case, once a month.
You can only be angry for so long.
Yeah. And plus, if you're doing it twice a week with other shit... But the whole thing is, I actually prefer it once every fortnight because it... It was just
like the sex box.
Because it was starting to get stale once a week. Like, in my opinion, we'll would easily get stale once a week.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, So you're not going to get it as much as you.
Oh, well, I mean, we've got a heap. We have so much shit on the list we didn't even get to this one.
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole...
I can't wait to buy a house on Sex Island or Penis Island.
That's right. I forgot about
talking about that one.
Yeah, but the... I think that's it. Spock.
Hey,
Spock.
Leonard.
Bill. Bill. What did you reckon? Did you like this week's episode?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Check!